Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Synthetic and biology. Sounds like an oxymoron, right? But the combination is revolutionizing science's effort to create new biological systems for human use.
Biology is pretty unpredictable stuff. So synthetic biology is bringing engineering to biology and changing certain cells and processes to create more predictable and useful results.
An example of the promise of synthetic biology was just approved by the World Health Organization. A drug giant plans to produce a malarial drug with genetically engineered yeast.
Normally, this drug is made from the sweet wormwood plant, which yields the active ingredient artemisinin. But it takes 18 months from planting to production. Weather can interfere, and it's expensive to manufacture.
This means many, mostly the young and poor in Africa, don't get treated. But synthetic biology will change that. The genetically modified yeast, Saccharomyces cerevisiae, has several genes inserted into its genome that alter its metabolic pathways, so it produces artemisinin.
Researchers turn them into one-cell factories, providing a reliable source of the precursor chemical for the antimalarial drug. Production is now one-sixth the time, bringing each dose down to just 25 cents.
But critics of synthetic biology fear a Frankensteinian future of dangerous biological creations. The U.S. is already working on forming guidelines for this new field.
But on the upside, anticipate advances in medicine, biofuels, improved chemical production, and many others, all to better our lives now and in the future.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.